It's R. Kyle and Floyd.
Hey, it's Shannon Kablian.
Hey, it's Cheyenne Floyd, and welcome to the Think Loud Crew podcast. We are three moms getting real with parenthood, relationships, and our WTF moments of our daily lives. Today, what are we talking about, Shannon?
We are talking about what it means to be a working mom.
Woo! Yeah, working mom.
And it's a lot.
Balancing careers, jobs,
putting aside careers,
entrepreneurs.
I feel like we should start by explaining what each of us do.
Yes.
Kyle, go first.
Okay. I am currently in the process of figuring out how to take over my, well, I don't like saying the word take over, but transition into a more involved role and ownership in my parents' company. We have a business called Image Quest Plus. It has been around since 1998. I call it my brother because we've been raised with it. It is a printing, a reprographics company, and it is something that I have wanted to do for a long time, but it's just, you know, the timing wasn't right, but now it's there. So right now I am working on just bringing in more accounts, more printing accounts, as well as figuring out like the government sector. So how to get more government contracts and be a service provider for the public and private sectors. And then I'm also in the process of like redoing our websites, because the websites haven't been done in like 900 years. So if you go to the website, iqcopy.com, it looks very archaic. So just in the process of redoing that right now, and also creating an app that supports the printing services that we do.
Very cool.
So, yeah. Oh, and I have this multilingual book club that I'm launching in June. So I've been creating products for that because I'm secretly a language nerd, even though I don't really speak other languages.
Okay.
But it's something that I want for my child. So it's something that I've just like, you know.
I like the idea of being, you know, multilingual.
I'm like an aspiring like polyglot. Like I know random phrases and like I've studied different languages, but like I don't actually use them. But yeah, that's just something that is like my passion project that I'm turning into a business.
Got it.
Yep.
Very cool. I am a hairstylist. I am currently in the process of just building my brand, with just creating myself. I feel like as a hairstylist, you really have to, just dabble in different things and assist different people to be able to get in the industry. So I'm currently doing that. I'm currently just, I guess like what I said, just building myself as a hairstylist, getting my name out there and just doing what I do best. I love doing hair. I like to think of myself as a hairstylist / therapist, because once people sit in my chair, they tell me their whole life story. So a lot of people, I feel like, just come there to just see me. And so...
And talk.
Yeah. They're just like, you can do whatever to my hair. And then I'm like, oh. But I adore all my clients. I wouldn't change that for the world. So I love that aspect. I love being in the salon, but I'm working towards building myself out of the salon and being on more sets and stuff like that, and so I can be really creative. I love being able to be creative in my craft.
Cool.
All right.
Cheyenne, what do you do?
What do I do? That's a big question, right?
Yes.
I get so many messages like, get a real job. I'm like,
you have no idea.
You have no idea what I actually do, but okay. I forgot this is a podcast. You can't see me rolling my eyes. I'm trying to even think where to begin with what I do. I went to Hampton University and I got a degree in public relations. And I really thought I was going to come home and be like this big time publicist and wear like business suits and stuff. Didn't happen. But I like to think that I still use what I learned towards what I do actually do. So as most of you guys know, I am on Teen Mom OG. Prior to that, I did the challenge. Prior to that, I was on Are You the One? So I've been working with MTV for the last, I'm coming up on 7 years.
Oh, wow.
I know. It started a long time ago.
I didn't realize that.
Right. And it's been consistent since I started. So that has been a huge part of my life and career life. And that has put me in positions to do other things. So on top of MTV life, and I don't think you guys understand that that is a huge, huge commitment. So, for example, when we shoot, like these past two seasons that we've shot, we shoot 5 days a week. It takes a lot of my time. But in between that, I would say I am an influencer. I hate using that term. I don't know why, but I definitely am. I do a lot of Instagram deals and collaborations through Instagram. And to be honest, like, I love it. Like, it's probably the easiest money that I've made. But I wouldn't say it's easy. It's like another time thing and big commitment where if you say you're going to do something and you sign this contract, you really have to do it. I also have curated a diamond line through the Diamond Reserve. So I have a jewelry line with them. And then I have a nonprofit that I run that I founded for my daughter Ryder called Rage Regardless Rye. So I run a nonprofit. And then we're launching Ryder's first company, actually for Mother's Day, and it's a nail polish line, which is going to turn into a nail care line also. So I founded that. I do a lot.
Cheyenne is definitely working.
I keep myself so busy. It's to the point where I am currently 35 weeks pregnant, and my family is screaming at me to sit down and to slow down. But
your doctor.
Yeah, I am a doctor.
Don't just put it on us.
Everybody around me. But I can't lie. I genuinely like nice things, and I like I like working. Like, I like making money. I don't know how to say no to certain opportunities when I probably should be like, oh, I'm on a break, or, you know,
I'm pregnant and I need to sit down.
Can you?
But instead, I'm like, let's do it.
Can you give us a little bit, like, can you tell us a little bit more about what it means to be like an influencer, like what it goes into taking those posts? Because I think people just think like you get free product and you take this picture and you post it. But it's like there's a full production behind it.
There's definitely a full production behind it that people don't see. There's a lot of contracts. There's a lot of meetings. There's a lot of
scripts.
Like, and there's a lot of trial and error because I like to try the products that I'm promoting. I like to do them, so it's very time consuming, but not in like a negative way. And I like free shit. Like, who doesn't like free shit? So a lot of times I'll say yes to like free product. And then if I genuinely really like it, I'll talk about it. And whether it's paid or not paid, like there's plenty of brands that I post and I like them. Like, and it's just like organic, where there's brands that I like that I'm still paid to post, but it's definitely like a full on block off days. These are days where we have to shoot Instagram stuff. Oh, I also have a family YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. We shoot, and I have to put up 2 videos a week for that. And there's ads that go into that. So it's like we're doing ads for YouTube. I'm doing ads for Instagram. Now we're shooting this podcast.
Yeah.
A lot of my life is just behind the camera screen or in front of a mic, and it's draining. Like, I'm drained a lot. I'm tired a lot. And on top of that, most of these things are done from home and Ryder's at home. So imagine, you know, my 4-year-old screaming at me that they want to play, but I'm like, mommy has to work. And she doesn't understand that concept. So it's hard.
Yeah, I can relate to that because a lot of the work that I do right now is from home. And Boz doesn't really understand, like, when I'm on my computer, it's like, I'm not just playing. Like, I would love to play. I would love to sit here and do nothing. But it's like, you know, mommy's working on stuff. Mommy's trying to figure it out. I'm now reading this new book, which is, I feel like I'm like putting myself back in school almost, because I'm learning a new part of business that is, it's just new to me. And it's I feel like I'm in this space where it's like I'm constantly trying to improve myself there so that I can, you know, take care of myself and take care of my children. And it's a lot. It's really hard balancing, like, you know, working and being a mom at times, but it's definitely possible. It's so doable. And also COVID and the quarantine really changed things, because before I was like, you know, I was making plans to be like, okay, hey, boss, you know, you're going to go to grandma's house for a couple hours. I'm going to go work on this. Like, I'd have my set alone time. But then once COVID happened, it was kind of like, hey, bud, we're best friends. We're going to be together at all hours of the day. There's no break. And I still have to try and figure out, like, what is happening in terms of work. Like, that really halted our business, because a lot of our clients are, like, law firms and attorneys, and the courthouse is shut down. Right. So it was like I was in this space where I was like, you know, I've been working towards this stuff, and now it's like, there's literally, it's out of my control. And it was out of my mom's control and out of my dad's control. There was, you know, one of our largest accounts was, we have the business service center at the Los Angeles Convention Center. And the convention center shut down, you know, everything just really halted and stopped. So it was things that I was really working on in that time. Really changed, but it also allowed me to sit back and really kind of put my focus into it in different areas. And, you know, I, fortunately, my mom is a great, great entrepreneur. And she's wonderful at what she does. Like, I think the proof is in the pudding. Like, ImageQuest has been around since 1998. The business has survived like recessions, and now it's, you know, it's still surviving COVID, even though it's,
I feel like COVID made people have to get creative.
Yeah,
yes,
it definitely like hit our business.
Yes.
But it's like,
yes, it has.
It's there's a lot of opportunity out there, and it made me like become more like just more do more due diligence and take more time into figuring out like, who are my clients, like what kind of clientele do I want, where do I want to take the business? How do I diversify our clientele and whatnot? And it's like, there's still a lot of things going on. A lot of places were getting signs to be like, hey, we're still open. So it's like, whereas more like our litigation was always kind of more of like our bread and butter, it's like now there's a lot more printing opportunities. And there's also a lot more opportunities because people, due to a lot of the social movements and, you know, just the injustices that have happened, it's brought a lot of light to minority business and like women-owned businesses. And we have like maybe 15 different socioeconomic like certifications. So it's like those things have really put us in the, I don't want to say like the front of the line, but it's like,
hell yeah, put you in the front of the line.
It's put us in the front of the line in the sense that like, a lot of people
we're normally in the back.
We've been in the back of the line. So, but it's put us in this position to where like a lot of the work that my mom has been like doing, it's like now I can like take it to the next step. And we're navigating this arena now that is, I'm like, I'm so motivated and I'm so excited to work on the business. And I'm almost happy and thankful that COVID happened, because if it didn't, I wouldn't have taken the time that I did to, you know, improve on some steps, or just, you know, taking more time to.
You found positivity within a negative situation.
Yes. Yeah.
Shannon, sure. How have you had to get creative? I mean, were you guys even open? Like, was your salon open, or how did that work?
I had it before COVID. I was going to tell my whole little story spill about me being my career. But it was hard being creative during the time. I got creative by, I sold color kits for my clients that had gray roots or just if they needed to gloss their hair during COVID. So I would pack up a really cute little color developer, the brush, the bowl, like the whole kit. That's as if they were cute at the salon.
And they do it at home?
And they do it at home.
Did anybody mess up?
Yes, a couple of them, but I think either like left it on too long or they over-rooted their hair. So, but it was better than them using box dye. I think that's what us hairstylists were more afraid of, is going to Rite Aid or any convenience store to go buy color and yeah, then just doing it themselves. So that's how I got creative during COVID. I also wanted to say, like, bring up, like, as a hairstylist and as a, when I first started, when I first had Parker and putting my career at a pause, I think a lot of moms, me, myself, I'm really driven of making my own money. And I love nice things.
Is your shirt on backwards?
As soon as she started looking, I was like, it definitely is.
Can I turn it around?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
It's such a cute shirt. Wait, I didn't know you were doing the color kits. I think that's actually really cool and really creative.
I thought you put your shirt on backwards on purpose.
No.
I'm sitting here looking
like. It's funny, too, because I was looking in the,
camera.
I guess it doesn't show up.
Oh my gosh.
And then you were looking at me.
She has this really cute shirt that says somebody's mama. And before we started filming, she like made note of her shirt. And now I'm looking at her like, where does it say that?
Where does it say somebody's mama on your
shirt? I'm really sorry to interrupt.
Oh, you're fine.
Oh, wow.
That's really funny.
With this, we should take a quick little break. And
let Shannon get it together.
We're all going to get it together, y'all. All right.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
After Zach and I bought our first home and got married, we were super excited to not only decorate it, but to put some of our biggest memories on our walls. So we went with Framebridge, which made it super easy to get our pictures framed from our wedding at an affordable price. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free secure prepaid packaging. Or you can also visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge customs frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships directly to your front door in days for free. Above our stairs, we put pictures of our babies, ourselves, and from our wedding, and we are so happy we went with Framebridge to do it. Anytime anyone comes to our house, it's the first thing that they notice. Not only is it easy, but it's also affordable to custom frame just about anything. They're very fair and transparent and upfront with their pricing based simply on the size of your items. There's a curated selection of frame styles that are all different. They have fast service, free shipping, and this is great for gifts. Your happiness is also guaranteed, so if you're not 100% happy with your pieces, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
And we're back. But yeah, so my career, I feel like, was at a halt at the beginning. I was, before I had Parker, I was really on my journey of a hairstylist and was really excited for my career to take off. But once I had Parker, I felt I had like a little bit of like postpartum, there's like a little bit of self-doubt of where I'm going and what's going to go on. I for sure, because I had, you know, I lost my car, my first car I bought, I had an Audi A4, and I lost that during when I had Parker. So just a lot of things were like getting taken away from me. I wasn't able to do like hair, none of that. I had no one really to watch Parker that much. And I was also afraid for someone to, I was afraid for someone to watch Parker.
Like you had anxiety? Like,
no, I didn't want to go to a daycare.
Okay, got it.
For him
to
be young and then me doing what I had to do. So I stayed with him for a long time. But then once I got back into the rhythm of things, things started taking off. But so now I'm at the point where I just recently went to Africa for 2 weeks for a wedding. So that was a really big step in my career, to be able to do hair for somebody and for...
Who'd you do hair for, Shannon?
I don't know if I can talk about her.
Well, you don't have to say a name.
She did hair for a princess.
She did.
I did hair for a really big wedding in Africa. And
let's just say the country she was in, it was the president's daughter-in-law.
I'm just going to say a big wedding in Africa.
Well, Kyle just said
there's
what it
54
was.
Countries.
No, I don't know about her status.
Oh.
What's okay. your status?
I just like to say I did a big wedding.
I don't even know what that means. What's your status?
But yeah, I did a wedding in Africa, and it took 2 weeks away from my son, and I've never been away from my son that long. But it really made me happy to be able to do something that I loved. And one of my biggest dreams was to travel and do work. So that was one of my biggest to show. It kind of showed me where the rest of my hair journey was going to go. And I'm still on it, but that was a big opportunity. It was such an exciting opportunity. I want to go back and be there because it was such a beautiful country. But also another thing, I also want to be big in the industry. I want to work on more set things. So last week I worked on a Megan Thee Stallion music video doing the dancer's hair. And that took a big chunk of my time of being a mom and working and doing my career. It took, I didn't see my son for 3 days, I want to say. Which is fine, but it's also that balance of letting my child know that I'm doing, I think telling your kid, like, I'm doing this for us. Mm-hmm. I for sure tell that to Parker every time. Like, yeah. I'm working hard so that you can have the things that you want.
So how do you balance work life and being a mom? Like, for us, I feel like a lot of people would ask, like, how do we balance being mothers, being entrepreneurs in our own way, and still coming out okay at the end of the day?
Yeah, I think making sure to doing those FaceTimes. FaceTime has saved me. I feel like I always FaceTime Parker, make sure that he knows I'm okay, making sure that he's loved. I think having that balance of just forever. The reinsurance of forever.
I also want to compliment you, Shannon. Like, you've always been really good with, like, doing activities with Parker. Like, you'll do, like, a beach day. Like, yeah. You take him to museums. Like, I've learned from you is, like, actually spending, like, quality time. Like, mm-hmm. taking days would be like, okay, you know what, boss? Mommy's not going to open her computer today. We're going to keep the book closed. Like, let's go to Target. Let's get some activities. Like, let's make something. Let's do an arts and craft project. Even something as simple as, like, going on a walk. Like,
thank you. Yeah.
There
were
times when we were in D.C. and it was during COVID. And it wasn't like we could really go places. But just going on a walk literally sometimes was so much fun with him. Just because kids, like, anything can fascinate them.
Yeah.
Like, it could be a leaf. It could be a rock that they find on the ground. Well,
Boz is still at the age where if you buy a toy, he's more fascinated with the box it came in than the toy.
He doesn't necessarily want to play with the
toy. He's not looking for a toy right now.
It's like that actual time.
My kid is like, what's the plan for the day?
Yes. Every day is what's the plan for the day?
I'm like, the plan is, and I'm like trying to make up some something in my head.
Ryder had me cracking up last night. There was a point I was on the computer and I was doing some work, and we had like fed the kids, thought the kids had eaten, thought they were good.
Bath time was over.
Yeah, bath time was over. Ryder was chilling with her iPad, like on her way out, and she looked at me and she said, Auntie Kyle, like, what are you gonna feed me? And I said, excuse me, Ryder, we had dinner already. And she said, no, that was just a snack. Like, what are you gonna feed me for dinner? As I'm like, okay, Ryder, hold on for a second. Like, let me finish this email. And she's like, and then she started to get fussy and she was like, no, Auntie Kyle, like,
I need noodles now.
And I was just like, okay, like sometimes you have to know also, like, when is it time to shut work down? Like, like it was one of those emails where I was like, I was piecemealing it through the day just because there was a lot going on yesterday. And I woke up and I was like, I want to get this email done. And sometimes, yeah, as a mom, I've also learned, like, what may have taken me 20 minutes might take me 3 hours now. Not because it's like, that's how long it takes me to get it done, but it's like, I have to manage my time differently, and I have to understand, like, you know, sometimes it's okay if that email doesn't come right away. Like, but I just have to communicate that with, you know, the people who I'm working with. Like, you know, rather than saying, hey, I'll get right back to you, it might be like, hey, I'll get back to you at the end of day. So it's also like me learning how to, like, be realistic
with yourself,
with myself, and like what I can do and what I can't do. But it's, sometimes you have to listen to your kids and you have to take those cues and be like, okay, let me shut my computer
off. Parker for sure will tell me, Mom, stop looking at your phone.
Oh, yeah.
Who are you texting, Mom? I'm like, it's for work. Mom, pay attention to me.
Yeah.
So those moments where I'm like, no, Parker, just wait. And me getting frustrated with him, I'm like, hold on. Maybe I can take myself away from my phone. Yeah. And he'll literally, like, why are you on your phone all the time, Mom? I'm like, you know what? You're right. Let me just put that aside and not look at my phone for no reason. If it's not for no reason, I'm like, let me just pay attention.
Shut it down. So you have to know how to shut it down, how to shut work down to be there for the babies also.
Yeah
you have to That's be a present. Big thing.
Because you don't want, you never want to make, they feel everything. And it's like our kids are really in tuned, and you never want to make them feel like the phone or the computer is more important than them. And it's also like, that's not like a something I necessarily want to teach my kid, like, just sit on this phone or computer all day. Like, no, like, let's go outside. Like, thankfully Cheyenne has a beautiful backyard, and you know, we go outside and we play with the kids. We're rolling around in the grass. Like, we're on the swings. We're on the slides. Like,
it's active.
We're still staying active.
I would say my advice would be, or not advice necessarily, but just, like, for Ryder, she's at the age right now where she really likes the idea of a schedule, even though, you know, half the time we don't end up following it, but in the morning she likes knowing, like, okay, this is what's going to happen today. Like, Mommy needs to do this, right? These are Ryder's tasks to do, and these are tasks for Ryder and Mommy to do. And she really genuinely is, like, looking for her schedule and following her schedule in some form or fashion. And within the schedule, I have to genuinely put time for just playtime, like free time almost, where before, I would find myself shooting all day for Teen Mom and then doing stuff for Instagram, doing stuff for YouTube, and then I'm done. Like, I'm so drained. I'm so tired after that. I don't want to play Barbies. Like, I don't want to play house. I don't want to cook dinner. I don't want to do anything. I just want to sit and, like, stare at the wall. But I don't have that option. but just feeling like Ryder would feel that, you know? So I had to learn, I'm still learning, honestly, it's a work in progress of when to like say no to certain opportunities or to say no to certain, you know, job things, which I, you know, I'm starting to itch because
I was going to say Cheyenne itches.
I'm like, oh my God, I'm getting overwhelmed just thinking about it. I hate saying no. I literally take everything that comes my way. I'm like, yeah, I can do it. Yeah, I can do it. I can figure it out. But I'm starting to realize, like, number one, I'm way too pregnant. And number two, my kid that's already here is looking at me like, hey, sit down, like, spend time with me. And in my head, I'm like, I need to work up until I have Ace so that once I have him, like, I'm comfortable those next few months. And my mom keeps looking at me like, you are fine. Like, stop pushing yourself so much. Like
you have a cushion that you can.
Yeah.
You have a cushion.
Cheyenne.
Yeah.
I know, but, yeah.
Shai, do you have, like, career goal? Like, do you have a goal with what you were doing at this time? Or are you just kind of, you know, taking it day by day and seeing what, you know, where things take you?
I mean, there's definitely a goal. I feel like, number one, I want Ryder to be a millionaire by the time she's 18. And she is well on her way at the age of four. We're going to get there. And for myself, like my personal goals, I've always just wanted to be comfortable. And for me, that is, you know, knowing that my bills are paid. And knowing that they're on auto pay. Like, when your shit's on auto pay,
you're good.
You're good. Then you know you're good.
It's a different feeling.
Yes. When your bills are on auto pay, it's a whole nother ball game, I swear. So, like, it sounds weird to say, but a goal of mine is always, like, I need all my bills on auto pay. No. And to me, like, that's a goal. Career-wise, am I going to do MTV for the rest of my life? No, I'm not.
What?
No. But am I going to ride this train as long as I can? Hell yeah, I am. I have, like, different goals for different aspects, I would say. For Ryder's nail polish line, of course, the ultimate goal is to be, like, in stores, like a Target, CVS, Walgreens, and to become, like, a household name. For the nonprofit, it's the same thing. The goal would be to become, you know, bring so much awareness to metabolic conditions that it's not something like where myself, I knew nothing about them. Like, I want people to know about them. I feel like I have so many different projects with so many different goals, it becomes a little overwhelming for myself. But there's definitely,
they tend to balance and work. They work with each other.
Yeah.
It's not like you're,
there's definitely a goal.
Work with each other.
Yeah. And now that Ace is on the way, I'm like, okay, what business can I start for him?
Like, I love it.
What am I doing for this one? Because Ryder is very involved with my work life. She has her own businesses. I mean, and her nail polish line is in, that's Ryder's. Like, that's, her name is on the company.
It's in her name.
It's in her name. That is not mine.
She's making the calls and right. the meeting.
About oh,
the
we had a photo shoot today before we started shooting this, and she was telling the photographer, I'm the boss.
Oh.
I'm the boss. Take this picture. I'm the boss. And he's looking at, the photographer's looking at me like, oh, my God, like, am I taking the picture? And I'm looking at him like, she told you to take the picture? Like, so I'm raising funny. A boss, okay? That is,
I love it.
That's what it is.
I love Ryder. She's going to be an entertainer in some way, for sure.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
I would say for us, though, we can talk on, like, what we know, and that's really us being, like, mothers, that's being working moms, whether it's working from home or, you know, Shannon works at a salon. I just think with COVID, I feel like a lot of a lot of us had to figure out ways to get really, really creative and to tap into new things. I have a lot of people who I've seen that I commend who have like really gone back to their passion projects and have done very well throughout this pandemic with their passion projects that they would have never been able to tap into if everything was the same.
Kept going.
So I definitely commend you if you're one of those people who have really tapped into a whole nother line of like revenue stream because you didn't have a choice. Like,
yeah,
it's a different type of passion when you don't have a choice going, you know, forward. So, and that's whether you're a mom or not a mom, like that's you just
any stance
and being a person.
Oh, but it's, I enjoy where I am right now. And it's, in the work that I'm doing, and I'm happy that I can still be a full-time mom and figure this work out. I think that in itself.
So what's going to happen with when baby number two comes? Are you going to have to like get a nanny or a daycare, or have you thought about it?
So right now I'm looking at programs to put Boz in just for like a few days a week, just so I can, you know,
get in the rhythm of
get a rhythm with him. And I'm trying to introduce like a routine and a schedule to him just so that when baby number two comes, he's kind of a little bit more set, because he'll be turning three. And then with baby number two, I've been talking to mom about this a lot lately, and I'm like, I think I'm definitely going to need a nanny, because by then I will just, you know, my work situation will be a little more developed, will be different. And the way things are going right now with ImageQuest, like I'm going to need help. Yeah. So it's, I'm also been figuring out like, what kind of team am I going to build at work? You know, cause I understand like I can't do everything by myself. So it's like, I've been making work relationships and nurturing different relationships so that like when opportunities arise, like I can be like, hey, I need you to now step in and this is your role. Because I know I'm going to have to take some time off, but mm-hmm. I'm also setting myself up. That's why I'm like, one of the reasons why I'm so gung-ho about creating an app right now is that I can still streamline business and printing services without having to necessarily be in the office every day or be on my feet every second. But I can still generate those sales and, you know, provide the services that I would like to provide to my clients. And fortunately, like, you know, pre-COVID, I never really thought about making an app and, you know, sharing the services with people outside of like Southern California. We've been able to sustain off of our Pasadena, San Gabriel Valley, like LA County market. But the nice thing is, you know, I've learned a lot from Cheyenne and her social media, and she's done like, you know, ads and worked with different printing services. And I'm like, hey, we do the same thing. Like, hey, we do that too. So now I've been like, you know, it's pushed me to be in the space of like, okay, now it's time for you to really figure this out. Like, you know, it's, you don't have all day. You don't have till next year. Like, now this is the time. And I'm here to honestly take advantage and capitalize on the moment, because if I don't do it, then it's like, that's on me, you know? So it's also pushed me, like being a mother has pushed me to like be more concrete on my work and my career. Cause throughout my 20s, like I've been blessed and fortunate enough to like, you know, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur, but I didn't know what route I wanted to take. And I didn't go to college. I went straight into work and worked. I managed contracts for my family. I was working overseas for like back and forth for 2.5 years. Like I was doing things that made me happy, and I was trying a lot of different things. So I've got an array of experience. I think people are always like, what have you done or what do you do? But I'm like, I've done great things, and I wouldn't change those things. But it's now I get to apply them into something that people will be able to see, understand, grasp, understand in like a more tangible, concrete idea. So I love how being a mom has influenced and affected my work career.
That's great for you. Sounds great, Kyle.
Sure.
I'm like, not over here. No, I'm just kidding.
I love it.
I think that sounds great, but I'm going to be real and honest. There are days where I want to pull my weave out because...
Not your weave out.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
Not my real hair because Lord knows I've been working on that. But the weave can go, okay? Where days I'm like, I have to work and I have a 4-year-old and yeah. I'm tired and I'm exhausted. I have not showered. My kid is screaming at me about what's for breakfast and she wants pancakes yes. with whipped cream on them. And I don't want to do anything. Like, yeah. I don't want to work. I don't want to parent. I want to lay here and I want someone to serve me pancakes.
I want to plan a vacation.
It's so stressful.
It's very stressful because Parker, just like Ryder, will wake up right away. Mom, what's our schedule? What are we doing yeah. today? Do you work today, Mom? Mm-hmm. Because him, if you work today, that he gets to go to his Nana and Papa's house and just live up his life. But if we don't work today, he's like, so what are we doing? I'm like, well, what if we just hang out at home today? No.
So thank God to our grandparents, to the grandparents.
But like Kylan was saying, I do try to make it a point for days that it is just me and him, for days that I try my best to try to make an outing for him, especially during this pandemic, which is really hard because there's not that many places that you can go. But it was actually, it made out really cool. Last week, I just had in my mind, like, let's go to the beach. It was a nice day, so we went to the beach for the whole day. I just made it a point, like, I want to tire out my child. So when we get home, even if he's sandy, he can be sandy in the bed. That is okay with me.
Go
to sleep. I just wanted him. My goal was just me to just be attentive to him. And I didn't even expect to get the job that I did until, I think, the next day. Where I got it was that day I got the call. So then it just worked out perfect because in that day I fulfilled all his needs. He's really into skateboarding. So he was able to go, we went to Venice Beach. I let him go see the skateboarders. We got ice cream. We ate out. We were just doing us that day. So I think those outings and juggling work and us having that mom guilt sometimes, or just us mm-hmm. being hella tired.
Mom guilt is real.
Because so real. I get a lot of mom guilt just all the time for no reason sometimes. And I feel bad because I yelled at him because I'm so tired because I've been working, or I can't go to sleep at night because I'm thinking about what's my next move or how am I going to get this or that. But yeah, I just feel like those moments are much needed because our kids fill our energy mm-hmm. way too much. And the schedule sometimes is just not up to par for them. So just surprising them once in a while. Or, yeah, surprise. Like you were saying, like even when you don't want to be a mom and you're tired and you've been working all day, Parker's been asking me for making waffles. I'm like, I don't want to make waffles. I'm like, how about these frozen pancakes? I don't want frozen pancakes. I want you to make the waffles. I'm like, boy. He's like, I'll make them, Mom. Just bring out the waffle maker. I'm like, ugh.
It's hard sometimes when we've done things for scratch for our kids, and then they're like, I don't want that other pre-made thing. Right. Like,
but yeah, I think that's a...
I want to watch you work.
Yeah, I think that's a really good thing to do for balancing. I think that helps me with... making me feel good as a mom when I do have my mom guilt is going out on those outings. And it kind of fulfills my guilt. Or even bringing him over to play with Ryder and Boz. Like, I'm like, okay, you can play. Like, once we get our...
And they wear each other out.
They really do.
They really
do. Today when Shannon came over and she didn't have Parker, Boz cried for a few minutes and he was like, Parker, where's his Parker? I want Parker. And I was like,
Shannon, where's Parker?
Aww.
He was like, she didn't bring Parker.
So I think that brings us to the end of today's segment. Let's do either advice or whatever your WTF moment is of the day. Who wants to start?
I will jump in, and I'm going to say my WTF moment is I just realized I actually never sent the email that I was trying to finish last night. And I'm just going to give a little tad of advice. So just be patient with yourself because it is a process.
She blew it.
Okay. Dropped my own ball, but.
You talked so much about that email you were working on.
it didn't happen. But it's going to happen. Sorry.
I think my WTF moment is when I was trying, I don't think it was, yeah. I asked Parker one day, I was like, Parker, mommy's going to come. It was when I was working. I was like, Parker, I'm going to come and give you a hug and a kiss. I was FaceTiming him. He was like, I'm okay, mom. You're fine. And then I'm like, what? I'm like, boy, I want to come hug you. He's like, I'll hug you through the phone. And then he told me, he said, I want you to just go make some money. Oh. I said, oh, okay, thank you. So I think that was my WTF moment. Like, my child just telling me, like, you're good. Just go do what you're doing and keep making that money for
go
us.
Do you. My WTF moment was this morning. I woke up and Ryder is transitioning to learn to sleep in her own bed, which has been a work in progress. But I woke up and she was flipped. So her feet were in Zach's face. So he woke up with a kick to the face. And then once, you know, we got her back normal, he did his daily round of farting. And Ryder decided to stand up, face her butt towards our faces, and do her daily round of farting. And I just laid there like, what the F am I doing here with these people? These people being my fiance and my child.
She'd do it in your...
In my face. Yeah. It was right in my face, and she looked at me and said, I tooted in your face, mom. That is how I started my day, guys, with farts to the face.
That sounds great.
Well, thank you for tuning in. I hope you guys got some good advice and WTF moments that you can relate to. Tune back in. I am Shannon Gabline. You can follow me at Hair by Shannon C.
And I am R. Kyle Lynn Floyd. And you can follow me at R. Kyle Lynn.
And I'm Cheyenne Floyd. Follow me at Shy Not Shy. And don't forget to subscribe to the Think Loud Crew podcast and to follow the Think Loud Crew Instagram.